From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggipinto. A number of financial lifelines, including forgivable loans, have been extended to restaurant and bar owners in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. KUER's John Reed checks in with two of them to find out if it's been enough.
Dave Morris has had to close down all five of his bars in Salt Lake City and Ogden. He's applied for several loans through the Small Business Association, but so far he's only gotten three of them, and he's not sure what's happening with the others. He says some of his employees make more now with the new unemployment benefits, but the loans he's received can only be forgiven if he keeps them on payroll.
They didn't give me enough money to pay my employees, who are right now being paid up to $1,000 a week, to sit home, not push a broom, and not have to listen to me.
He says that puts him in a tough place, and he wonders how much of the loans he'll have to pay back. For Dean Perose, whose Cucina Italian restaurant in Salt Lake City has been around for 25 years, he says he's been able to weather the storm mostly by expanding takeout and delivery options. He says now he's just waiting for the day dine-in service can start up again. The governor has said that could happen as soon as next month, but he isn't so sure customers will be ready.
You know, we could open the doors. We could put the open light on. But if they're too scared, guess what? Nothing matters.
He says he doesn't think that will go away until July. John Reed, KUER News.
The Salt Lake City metro area is tied for seventh in the country for cities with the most short-term particle pollution. That's from the American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report released today. Joanna Struther with the association says, now that people are social distancing and staying home, there is a temporary pause in air pollution.
But we know that once everything returns to what might be the new normal, we can certainly start to see spikes in air pollution. And we have to continue with the fight. We have to keep urging Congress to enact policies that will protect us and protect public health.
The metro area also ranks 11th for ozone pollution. The report analyzed data from the EPA's air quality system between 2016 and 18. Utah's roads are emptier than usual with the state's stay-at-home directive, but law enforcement officials haven't seen a big drop in the number of speeding tickets. Nick Street with Utah Highway Patrol says traffic is down by about 33%, but compared to March of last year, speeding tickets have only dropped by 8%.
It could just be that they're easier to spot and traffic's not necessarily forcing them to slow down. And with the open roads, individuals tend to get more of a lead foot.
Street says they are seeing more people driving over 100 miles an hour. There have only been three fewer fatal accidents compared to last year at this time. Summer is when most national parks see peak visitation and revenue. Right now, most in the region remain closed to slow the spread of the coronavirus, and it does remain unclear when or if parks will reopen in the coming months. Cam Shawley is Yellowstone National Park superintendent. He says no decisions have yet been made, but the reopening plans will need to be in phases.
It's also got to be a plan that conforms to whatever the current local, state, and federal guidance is at a given point in time. One that can accelerate if conditions are good and contract if things are worse.
Shawley says parks have also had to delay hiring seasonal employees, including those that rely on shared housing. As wildfire season looms, so does the question, how are firefighters expected to battle blazes during a pandemic? As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, a bipartisan bill sponsored by a Utah congressman is looking to address that.
COVID-19 is presenting serious budget challenges for communities big and small.
They all are obviously having to expend significant amounts of resources to ensure that they have EMT and, you know, police and firefighter services to protect our communities, it's important that Congress step up to the plate.
That's Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse of Colorado during an interview last week with C-SPAN. He introduced a bill Friday with Republican John Curtis of Utah that would require regular reports from the Departments of Agriculture and Interior about efforts to address COVID-19. The lawmakers say the reports would outline actions taken by the departments to prevent the spread of the virus, protect the respiratory health of local communities, and guard against future wildfire. They would also provide recommendations on what federal support would be needed. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And I'm Diane Maggipinto, KUER News.